Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour? Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Frederick.
Rachel.
Frederick.
Rachel, you've come back?
Yes. I finally realized that I love you, even though you are rich.
Oh, Rachel, how long I've waited to hear those words. In spite of all of my possessions and all my wealth, I realized that without you, I was poor. Nothing meant anything to me. My mansion, my villa, my yacht, my string of polyphony.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul.
A gypsy in my soul.
There's something calling me from way out yonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul.
A gypsy in my soul.
I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. Yes, there is no other life which I'm fond of. It's just a gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings. My heart has wings. If I am fancy free, love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul.
it's the better of the two theme songs, to be honest. If that xylophone, they were like jamming on that thing. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. It's amazing my hearing can still, like, discern different musical instruments at this point. Thank you, DJs. Love you all. Cake likes Meet the Flintstones better. That's cool. You know, it's all good. It's all stones, baby. I hope you all had a great week and that your week ahead is full of promise and may Possumar set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of furry slippers and flowered house coats and pink curlers. Okay. We at Possumar thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by Church of the Beer Batter Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us, 10 o'clock, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's desperate plea for attention. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Trent Chin Dribble and his guest, Hallelujah Finster, who has written the latest chapter of the Bible. Okay. And Thursday, Chunk Bluster has an inkling. And then there's Friday night somewhere. Week's worthwhile time wasting. Might do a Friday one of these days. I don't know. I like those. It's good not to rehearse too much. You over-rehearsed. Gleason had it right. You know, you don't want to over-rehearse. Anyways, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
First, a very odd word from our sponsor, Down Under.
Hello, hello, it's Chris.
And Bill from Wombat Gully. Everybody loves silver birch with their lacy foliage and silver trunks.
We've grown a whole field of silver birches and we're selling these six-footers for $7.50. The Mop Top Robinia is a small-growing tree with formal star. We've grown a whole field that we have to sell.
In the city, they can sell for $49.50. We'll sell you a six-foot field dug Mop Top Robinia for only $29.50.
Wombat Gully Plant Farm, Main Street Emerald and Old Geelong Road Hoppers Crossing.
Oh, and watch out for the wombats, mate.
Hello, this is a wombat. Well, his name is Fatso. Wombats have very strong claws so that they can dig burrows or holes to live in. Because that's where they live, in the ground. And they dig, dig, dig.
I've got short legs that don't bother me. Cause I don't want to go climbing a tree. Down here on the ground is where I want to be. So I can dig, 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 dig. You gotta dig down on the floor. You gotta dig. Come on and use those paws. You gotta dig with those big strong paws. Dig, dig, dig like a wombat. You won't see me in the hot sunlight. I wait till it's cool like I'm out at night. I'm at my best around about midnight. So I can dig, 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 dig. You gotta dig down on the floor. You gotta dig. Come on and use those paws. You gotta dig with those big strong claws. Dig, dig, dig like a wombat. You gotta dig down on the floor. You gotta dig. Come on and use those paws. You gotta dig with those big strong paws. And dig, dig, dig like a wombat. 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 And dig, dig, dig like a wombat.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Oh, yeah. It's not fried. It's shake and bake, and I'll help.
Possum Hour says, suck it.
Yeah,
man. Woo!
All right.
What the fuck's a wombat?
That's like an Australian groundhog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's my favorite line in 3,000 Miles to Graceland. Ever seen that movie? That's great. Kevin Costner says to some guy. Some guy's driving a truck dressed like a wombat.
What does he say?
Wait, the guy's going to a football game, and the team's the Wombats, and he's all wombat out. Yeah. The wombat shirt and all that. The costume just turns and like, what the fuck's a wombat?
What the fuck's a wombat? Yeah.
That's what I was saying to John Link that time, and he kept correcting me on it because he was talking about Wombat, that lady. Mombat, baby bat. I'm saying, what's a Wombat? No, Mombat.
Oh boy,
that was a weird show.
All the John Link episodes were weird.
Classic stuff.
Shoot. So did you have a good week?
Yeah, I had a good week. Hey, I'm 21st century boy. My nephew got me Bluetooth headphones that I'm using right now.
Sweet.
On the
sound
phone.
A different.
Instead of those stupid earplugs, yeah.
You sound a little different.
Better or no?
Yeah, that's different.
I find myself being louder because I can't hear myself that well with the headphones on.
No, it's fine.
Good.
So I was watching the Talking Heads over here. I watch them every day. I'm addicted to them. I get to a point, though, where I'm like, fuck you, and I turn it off. You know, I had to shut up. I say shut up, and I turn the channel. Well, I was rewarded for all my... hours of viewing this week. You know how like in since the pandemic, when they have a guest, the guest doesn't necessarily go into the studio anymore.
Yeah.
And they've kept doing that. They'll set up a little thing in their home where they can broadcast from.
Yeah.
Well, this is the big reward this week. This one guy, he's like a, I don't know, a former, some new NYU professor, I think, law professor. And he's talking about Bobo's crapola. And in the background, it's coming from his bedroom, and in the background, his bathroom door's open, and his toilet's right there. I'm going, holy shit, man. He doesn't know his toilet's in the picture. Right next to his head. It was classic, man. So it was like every shot of him, no matter how close up they got, his toilet was right next to his head. And then I saw him.
You gotta scope that out.
What's that?
You gotta scope that out before you start doing one of those interviews on the internet.
He must have had a last minute poo-poo or something, because the next time I saw him, he was sitting in the same place, but the door was closed. You couldn't even see it was a door. It was like a sliding door with no handle. But I know it's behind there. That's where you poop. You can't fool me, man.
They couldn't show that in the 60s.
First toilet flush, remember?
Yeah, Archie.
Archie Bunker. You get that right.
Yep.
The Cleavers had a toilet, I think.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think they had a bathroom. I don't think they ever shared a junk. The shitter.
Didn't they keep a turtle in the back of it or something at one point? Or an alligator?
Oh, maybe you're right.
It was kind of controversial.
Maybe
yeah,
you're right.
Not
yeah.
like,
I know
it's not like
the
beavers
first
taking
one
a dump,
cinema.
You know? Yeah.
The first
know,
one
wow.
in the movie was, of course, Psycho.
Oh, no way. I did not know that.
Yeah, 1960. It was the flush like wow. Newspaper now.
I always think of Janet Leigh in her bra.
Yummy. Yeah. That worked for
boy,
me.
She was built like 12 shit houses, man.
Yeah, she was.
What a ba-boom. So anyways, also this weekend they had the Bundes rally. I mean, Uncle Bobo's speech.
Yeah.
In Waco, Texas, on the anniversary of the Waco thing with the Davidians, which is a big coincidence.
I come in and rush his ass come Tuesday.
Yeah, right. You know, he raised $1.5 million.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
After that.
Oh, man. People are fucking insane. And they're still not picking up on this.
I know. It's hilarious. So, I always like to check it out, you know. As much as I can.
Yeah? Check what out?
The Bobo speech.
Oh, the Bobo. Okay.
He was just mad. He's bitching the whole... All the speech, the content of the speeches, he's just pissed off.
Okay.
He's pissed off. He's calling people names. You're not happy. We're doomed, as a matter of fact. Unless
oh,
we elect
we?
Him. Yeah, in 2024,
oh, okay.
we have to vote for him or we're fucking...
Oh,
it's
yeah.
over.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of believe me's in there, too. So you got to believe them.
Anyhow. He has a new opener to the show.
Okay.
Where the guy, this is true. I'm not making this up. He got the, he got together the January 6th men's chorus.
Yeah.
These are all guys. These guys, I think they went to prison. I'm not sure. These guys, this chorus. They recorded this song and put it out. He played it at the beginning of the thing. And what it is, they kind of arranged the Star Spangled Banner so it sounds like a dirge.
Yeah.
And the guys are singing it. And then in between verses, Bobo says the Pledge of Allegiance. And when they played it at the rally, they showed pictures of January 6th on a big screen.
Yeah. Oh,
celebrating this great historic day.
Wow.
What do you say we blow it the fuck up, man? I mean, this thing's still fresh. This thing just dropped last week. He said it was number one on the Billboard chart. I don't think he's telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, well, Possum Hour original.
I like it.
Uncle Bobo, January 6th chorus. And justice for all.
Sadly, the American dream is dead.
Oh,
bing, 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 bong, bing, 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 Anthony Weiner, you know, the little bing, bing, bing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Ah!
Bing, bing. bing, 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 boom, right under the toilet. Bing, boom, right, bing, 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 bang, bang, boom, bye, bing, bing. And to the republic for which it stands,
pull the string.
Bing, bong.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Sound effect for the right job.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, did you put on any weight this week?
I did wake up at 1:30 now, so hopefully it'll stay that way. Hopefully it'll be picking up.
All right. Fair enough.
Yep.
I ate all three of my bananas this week.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Exciting.
All three of them. How'd you do with the shrimp scampi?
I didn't touch the shrimp. It's still in the freezer, man.
Okay.
Oh, man, neighbor brought over one of those rotisserie chickens again.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I think Flamehead's moving.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen him in ages, man. How'd you find out he might be moving?
Well, he hasn't been around. I saw him with another dude over there a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, you know, what's up? Beautiful day. It was a ridiculously warm day in February.
Uh-huh.
But he's had a bunch of dudes over there the last couple of days just moving crap out. So I think it's being the last one. Or they're turning it into a meth house. I'm not, either way.
Why not?
Anyhow. The Furies, yeah.
The Furies.
Not the Irish Furies. The regular Furies.
Hey, I had one of my coincidences.
How's that?
That Louis Armstrong song I sent that you just played, that Gypsy in My Soul.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard that before, right? So I was going to post it on I was going to post it on Gumby Loves Jazz, but I figured, I'll send it to Possum. It's a good Possum song.
That got a lot of when I went home.
Yeah, when I went home that night, I'm binge-watching the Jack Benny program. And one of the episodes I seen that night, Bing Crosby was singing Gypsy in My Soul.
Ah,
I'm like, whoa.
Darn. Be darned.
Yeah. Weird stuff.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Jack Benny. Although they switched all the shows around again on my channels there. It's just pissing me off.
Oh, okay.
Used to have George and Gracie, and then an hour of that, and then an hour Jack Benny in the early morning. But I don't think it's like that anymore.
But you got to binge it. Go with the streams, man. Watch the binge. Watch them all.
See. Sigh. All right.
Classic.
They're going to say, oh, yeah, I was watching, speaking of Bing Crosby, I'm watching this... I bite on some of those old 50s movies on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roku, you know, so I had this one. The Night the World Exploded.
I watched that several times.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah, I see that before. Yeah, I like all those weird-ass movies.
This babe, it's the girl, is, I'm like, I can't take my eyes off of her.
Yeah.
It's stunning. It's stunningly beautiful.
Uh-huh.
God,
uh-huh.
Who is that? She's pretty, like, she reminded me kind of like Miss Landers, man. But I think prettier.
Yeah.
Wow. Who is this broad? I looked it up, and it's Catherine Grant. I'm like, man. And then I put, oh, yeah, that was Bing's second wife, man.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That's Bing.
Oh, man, she was.
I didn't know that.
Sweet. What a stunning, stunning, stunningly beautiful woman she was. But she's still around. She was quite the junior to Mr. Crosby.
There you go, Ben.
Anyhow, also watch The Running Man. Yeah, Maria Conchita Alonso.
Richard Dawson.
How's that?
Was it Richard Dawson in that?
Oh, yeah, Richard Dawson. And Mick Fleetwood and Dweezil Zappa play the renegade rebels. Dweezil has one line, I think. Yeah, that was the interesting shit I watched on TV this week. We should do the roll call and see if that helps save the show. Wait for Apple Cheeks to show up.
Oh, okay.
We have Dr. Cake, though. Luckily.
There you go.
There wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Indeed. Catherine Grant.
Yeah,
really.
You gotta become a celebrity.
What's that?
You gotta become a celebrity to get babes like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, jeez. Bing had all the money in the world, man.
Yeah.
He was rich. I think they had 4 or 5 kids together. That was Nathaniel, you know, and they told him. What's that?
That's Dixie. Dixie had most of the kids, right?
I think she had 4 boys. And then he had, like, remember he had the chick that shot JR and Nathaniel and,
Yeah, just a couple
other, a couple other ones, I think. I don't know.
Dixie Lee was mostly their moms, I think. I think his first ones when they spit them all out.
I wonder how they felt. Like, in the 60s, he'd do, like, a Christmas special. It's all, like, the new family.
Yeah.
The old family.
I must have been awkward as shit doing a Christmas special.
Was it my dad's thing, Crosby?
I used to watch Annie Williams at Christmas special every year just for his wife, man. I was in love with her. A spider killer.
Is our sound fucked up? Or is my sound fucked up?
What's that?
My swimming?
Am I coming across? Am I coming across all right? I hear you.
Okay, you're coming across a little choppy.
Okay, it might be this new system I got going on here. Let me get back to the old.
All right. I'll try that. Well, in the meantime, we've got, do we have a quickie? Do-do-dee-do-dee. If I didn't have my shit all fucked up. Oh, here we go. Here's a quickie.
Little baby boy, gazing up above, listen to your mama's words sung to you in love. We are doomed, we are doomed, we are born to be entombed. We are doomed, 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 doomed. You're gonna grow so fast, and when you are a man, please recall your mama's words every time you can. We are doomed, we are doomed, we're conceived to be consumed. We are doomed, doomed, dooby, dooby, doomed. Oh, we are doomed, we are doomed, it can safely be assumed. We are do-a-diddy-dum-diddy-doom.
That was uplifting, huh?
I like that. I like that.
Who's your Messiah now?
You are correct, sir.
We're doomed. You know what? You sound better without it. So much for 21st century, boy. I'm back to this.
Well, I don't know, man. I hung up and dialed back or called myself again, and the sound got better. It might have been me.
All right. I'll try to get
it
next
like,
week.
That kind of sounds like the bullshit my phone does. Hey. Dr. Cakes here. We've established that. We are doomed.
We are doomed.
Ford Prefect is here.
Hey, Ford's here.
I'll bet you that quickie was one of Ford's. I don't know why. I just get the... an odd feeling. I was really scrounging you guys, man. Start sending some shit, man.
Yep.
It wouldn't be Ford Prefect without Ford. He wouldn't be him without Ford Prefect. And he's thinking about getting some therapy. Yeah. Good idea. All right. Thanks for coming, sir. Thanks for your contributions to the show, as always.
Ford Prefect.
There's GT Trenton, the strongest man on the internet.
GTO.
Making those, that's a tombstone. No, it wasn't a tombstone. Red Baron pie.
Red Baron pie?
Red Baron. You ever eat those frozen pies?
Yeah.
Frozen pies
I've
really good,
them,
man.
I've never had that. Yeah, I've had pies, but I never had Red Baron.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. Okay. It's hard to get a decent pie. I mean, like, everything went up. It's so expensive.
Exactly.
Oh, man, I got ripped off in a supermarket, man. I'm looking for a jar of olives. And this one says, oh, it's $6.90-something. And I'm going, geez, look at this one. And I put it in the thing, and I ring, get home, and I look at my thing, and it was $12. I'm like, what?
Hey.
Ooh, guys, you tricked me.
Burn the supermarket down.
I tell you what, though, they were really good olives.
Ha ha.
Early California. Ooh, baby.
Yeah. And that's an easy act, Commodore.
You gotta pay to get the quality, man. Especially when it comes to olives. You become a GT. And there's Ope, our old pal. Our old pal Ope, other people's eyes.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely, man. He says his kids won't pick up their shit. He tells them he's going to give it to the gypsies.
I'll get him moving.
No! Don't you dare! We'll pick it up.
I like it.
Oh, feta cheese. Don't get me started, GT Trenton, with the feta cheese over here. It can be addicting, man. Loves me some Greek food. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Clown.
With your super host, Commodore Beaver.
There's the Beaver.
And sensible. Oh, the things I did were comprehensible. So why do I do the things I do? The answer is you. I jump up at dawn, shake out the sun, I laugh like a loon. Everything is fun, it's all crazy. But I'm in love. Oh yeah. I act like a fool, but what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's so crazy. But I'm in love. Oh yeah. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie. And I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep out the stars and chase that old moon. Fall into bed just humming a tune. It's so crazy. But I'm in love, 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 love. It's crazy, but I'm in love.
Oh yeah guy, man. Must celebrate him. bringing him back. Bringing him back to me. Now he's playing. He's playing. What the hell was that thing? What the hell was that thing called? Oh, shoot. I lost my note on it. Anyhow, tipple. A 10-string tipple.
Oh, that's all right, Trey. It's a tipple.
And,
it's in the Bible.
And there was also a... there was a some kazoos in that, I think, right?
Oh, I haven't noticed.
I kind of got an ear for those kazoos, you know. But that was off. That was actually off the album I bought on eBay. That's the last thing I bought on eBay. I'm gonna go through the summer. I'm not buying anything all summer. My goal is to make it to September.
All right.
Then I might get something for my sister for my birthday.
There you go. I like that tradition you got going there.
I know. It's cool as shit, man.
Yeah.
It's more fun. Like, we're old people. It's more fun to give than it is to receive. It really is. Like, when we were kids, we didn't buy that for a minute.
Oh, no.
What, are you fucking crazy? I got a big shitload of toys.
Give me.
Give me that shit, man.
Uh-huh. Or we're giving to the gypsies.
But it is, man. It's more... I get a big charge out of onto something cool for her. She loves my packaging because I always use my Richard Nixon stamp on the packaging. I stamp Nixon's head all over everything.
Keep Nixon alive as well.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Is it? Well, he said he wasn't a crook.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Believe me.
Believe me. All right. Commercials, man, on the YouTube, man, they're getting crazy, right? Like they're getting annoying. And it's funny because during the movies, they don't really fuck you up too much. With the commercials, if I'm watching like a talking head thing, it seems like, you know, it waits for me to get up out of the chair and then the commercials come on, which I think they do. I may be paranoid, but I know they're after me, man.
They are.
But so why are they? I've seen this damn commercial like 6 times a day for Wyoming, to go visit my Wyoming. It's like the chances of that are slim or none, Chief. Save your money. Going to Wyoming?
It's been on my bucket list.
God, I go all the places. I go. I go to Vegas. Go to San Francisco. Wyoming. Who visit Dick Cheney's daughter?
Well, that's why they need to advertise a lot. Who the fuck wants to do go there?
Another thing I noticed about commercials is, like, almost every commercial, the people have gym cracks. Or it's a commercial for a gym crack. But, like, car commercials, they're in the car with the gym crack.
Oh, jeez. I haven't noticed.
It's really weird, man. Take a look. It's like that thing on the picture for the show.
Yeah.
In all the 50s and 60s TV shows, there's one of those hanging somewhere in that show.
Oh.
One of those banjo wall barometers is what that's called.
How did I miss those?
I had to figure it out, man. Because, like, Father Knows Best, they got a huge one, man, right when you come in the door. Bam.
Very sure.
I think they got the biggest one. Like, I guess this must have been a big item back in the days, the old days. I almost said it. Yeah, Ford's got an ad block. Yeah, I'm watching them on my Roku, though. There's no ad blocks on Roku. Roku. Sometimes you get the option to kill it early, but...
Yeah.
Sometimes I showed a whole commercial. And then that damn one with the Medicaid, Medicare thing comes on, and they want to go on for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get up to take a squirt, they always throw that one on. I'm like, ah, dope. All right. Well, I guess we'll spin the wheel. Go on and on about this.
Spin that wheel.
Go on about this faulty roll. Here we go.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
That's a relief. Here we go. It's not Yoko.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, I think this these handheld devices everybody carrying around. What do you call them? Cell phones.
It's a limb.
I think they're gonna catch on.
It's a new limb. We can't do without it.
Yeah. The Jim Crack. My Cracky. The Mother Box. You Jack Kirby fans will know that one. I don't think there's a setup for this. What is it? Yeah. I think this is another Ford. State of nature. So,
all right.
Strap in. Buckle
Where's
up.
3 minute man?
File your fingernails and get ready, ladies and gentlemen. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Oh geez.
3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Norfolk.
Ope says he has a King Gizzard album.
I'm super pumped.
I don't doubt it.
All right. Where's our opener cue there? Oh, I didn't mean to. I meant to ask you. I meant to bring it up earlier. You got any water problems there?
Hey, I didn't know about it until 2 minutes before Possum Hour. My boss
no
called
way.
Me. He texted me. And he says, you need water? I go, yeah, I do. I think, why is he asking? Yeah, I figured he meant for the store. He said he's going to pick up several cases and leave two at the store and I'll take the rest home.
Yeah.
And then he told me about this spillage. I didn't know about it. Yeah,
yeah, some factory spillage.
I don't watch the news, man. I don't know what's going on.
I didn't hear about it until about an hour before the show.
Yeah. And I live in the Bristol area, too, so, yeah.
Yeah, they said there's a thing, man. Oh, I put it under environmental news. But the city, you know, you got to trust these guys or not. But they're saying tap water is safe to drink.
Yeah.
Nobody drinks tap water anymore anyway if they can help.
No. No.
Right. Bristol, Pennsylvania. There you go, man.
Yeah.
The Baxter Drinking Water Treatment Plant. Yeah.
For my coffee and everything, I got I got two pitchers with that Brita thing in it, you know?
Yeah, the Brita pitcher. I use that all the time.
Yeah. And I get cases of water all the time. So, yeah, I don't drink
water. I don't buy water. I just do the Brita.
Yeah?
And, like, I don't know, like if I'm boiling eggs or something, I just use tap water.
Well, you're boiling it, right?
Yeah, boiling it. Anyway, it was a water-based latex finishing solution. That sounds very nutritious.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure it's safe.
Hope's got one of their albums. That's hilarious. And I'm sure Reverend Wendy's seen them, you know? seems to have been a rash of these things. Police, where was this at? Ontario. Police discover a body in a canal. Yeah. There's a mannequin.
Another one.
Yeah, because they just had the hand.
Yeah.
There's hand down in Florida. And they get...
people are throwing mannequins away.
Yeah,
they're practicing
it.
Their murder. See if they can get away with it.
That's true. Maybe that's a dry run.
Yep.
All right, we're going down to Florida. Speaking of Florida, did you see these idiots? The Governor Downer's passing all these stupid laws, you know? They're not thinking things through because they're meatheads. What's his name? Meatball Ron? What Bobo calls him. So they got this thing about blah, blah, blah. And this principal of the school got fired because they didn't warn the kids ahead of time or the kids' parents that they were going to show them a picture of Michelangelo's David.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And David's weenie.
Oh, man.
And one of the mothers said it was pornography.
Oh, Jesus Christ. These people still exist? Wow.
Oh, my God. Kind of a moron. Could stand up there in front of people. That is pornography. Wow. Anyway, Florence, Italy, where the statue's at, invited the fired principal to come see David in real life and see his weenie. Everything.
See his little weenie.
His bum and his wiener sticking right out there. Pornography is what it is.
Pornography it is. Wow.
No end to the dumbness of these dummies.
Alright.
That's enough about that. Let's see. Oh, this is weird, man. The animal world. All these animals trying to escape. Gee, I wonder why. You know? They got it so good in his cage. a bear escaped twice at a Missouri zoo.
No, you don't like it there.
They're sending him. They sent him to the big lockup down in Texas, man. He's a 4-year-old Andean bear named Ben. He's been transferred to Gladys Porter Zoo in Brownsville, Texas.
General Ben. Send Clint Howard over there.
He wants nothing to do with that St. Louis Zoo, man. You know what
he
I'm saying?
He said, I had enough of this. I'm out of here.
So, wish Ben all the best. But they're,
send him to Jellystone Park.
Maybe he's like one of them escape artists. He'll escape this one.
Ben,
fuck you guys.
Ben Houdini.
Bring it on.
Uh-huh. Ain't a zoo that can hold me.
All right, here's a pig. A piglet. This is a pet piglet.
Uh-huh.
It's on the loose in New Hampshire. 8-week-old pet pig Simon got loose and was running around in the streets. And they managed to grab him, and he safely reunited with his family. But
there you go.
Keep an eye on your pet pig.
Uh-huh.
And even I don't know, in the Netherlands, or a Netherlands town.
Yeah.
These people, for some reason, had meerkats. Meerkats, and they got
those
loose.
Fucking things.
Yeah, and they're still at large. So beware of a meerkat.
Man.
Speaking of meerkats and wombats and stuff, I was looking at wombat stuff, right? And there's a wombat cartoon, you know, really, you know, one of those really preschool cartoons for little ones. And in the cartoon, the wombats live in a tree. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Wombats live in the ground. They dig down. Happy wombat would be living under my shed. The only difference, well, the difference between the wombats and the whistle pigs is the whistle pigs come out in the daytime. Wombats, they work at night.
Okay.
In this cartoon, they're living in a tree. What the fuck?
They're supposed to be teaching our kids.
I know. What the hell are you teaching our kids? Wombats live in trees?
Nobody knows what the fuck a wombat is.
They don't care. They don't care. Phoning it in, man. Quit phoning life in, people.
Hey, the guy can draw trees.
Send a telegram instead. All right. A miniature horse led police on a 2-hour chase in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
The Tuscaloosa Police Department. Jesus, low speed foot pursuit. little tiny pony. What else we got there? Another zoo escape. Texas Zoo reinforces bobcat enclosure after a brief escape. Ooh.
Sure.
That's got to raise your blood pressure a little bit. They had to get people to leave the zoo. What do you call it here?
Bob Crosby and the Bobcats.
The Bobcats, man. They'd evacuate the zoo. Thank you, Brain. Brain, thank you. Remaining 3 brain cells. All right, now here's a dangerous one, man. In Seoul, Korea.
Oh.
Seoul Zoo, one of their zebras escaped. You know how nasty those bastards can be.
Jesus Christ.
Frickin' a zebra running around downtown Seoul, but they managed to get him back in the zoo. So the old tranquilizer. Yeah.
Tranquilizer, exactly.
Yeah. He doesn't know how lucky he is, man. Remember the last zebra?
Huh?
They shot him down in cold blood.
Oh, Jesus!
In cold blood.
Oh.
And I love these. These are my favorites. A cow gets sanctuary after he was on his way to a Brooklyn slaughterhouse. He got the fuck out of there, man. He says, I'm getting the fuck out. 4-month-old calf. Did they name him yet? I think they named him yet. But he's getting to go to a reserve, which I think is so awesome. Even they said in the little thing, they said even the people at the slaughterhouse are like, eh, that's cool, man. You know,
yeah, there we go.
That is grief. Man.
Yeah. All you guys do is step out of line. Get out of that line.
Just don't line
don't
up for
follow.
The shower. That's the first mistake.
Yep.
Right there. And don't get on the train in the first place, man. Take the trolley. All right, here we go.
All right.
Quickly, this is just a reminder. It's been a year since the most premature triplets. Well, no, 2 years. They celebrate their second birthday. Two boys and a girl. Weird.
Oh.
And they were born 22 weeks and 5 days. 121 days before their due date. They were also the lightest combined births.
Okay.
The highest.
Wow.
Second record. Oh, the lightest triplet birth ever. So good for them. They look nice and healthy now.
Good.
All right. That's Alberta woman earns a world record for donating blood. 80-year-old Alberta woman.
Good for her.
Josephine.
She's been
donating.
Calculating it?
Yeah. She's been donating since 65 when she was 22 years old.
Yeah.
She's now 80 years old and has donated 203 pints of blood, or 200 units of blood. I don't know if that's a pint. Oh, yeah. The unit is roughly equivalent to a pint.
Okay.
203 pints of blood.
How come they're not giving it a metric system if it's Canada?
I don't know. Maybe that's generally. She's O plus.
I already gave blood positive. 3 times, I think.
She's O positive. I wanted to, man. I had a blood drive at Bell Labs when I worked there. And they couldn't get the damn thing in my arm. Hurt like hell.
Oh, okay.
I got weird skin or something. I don't know.
Couldn't find a vein. Everything
too has changed with age. They tried. Man, one time the nurse tried to take blood 10 times. She tried. Oh. I was dying. All right, call him, Colorado man. Nah, I said, because I told him, I said, you know, get your best person. And they finally called in Marge from, you know, the other room. She came in and stuck, found that vein.
There you go.
Give me that dingy. All right. A Colorado man became the oldest to cross the Grand Canyon at 91. God bless you, sir.
91?
90 fucking one. John Jepkemka, 91 years, 152 days, 5-day backpacking hike.
Jesus Christ.
I
can't see me doing that shit.
That boat has sailed. All right. New Tennessee distillery boasts world's longest bar. All right. 405 feet and 10 inches at the Beer Barrel Saloon. On Ohio's South Bass Island. Ooh.
Okay.
Sounds like it's close by.
Yeah.
I will check that out if I can.
Mm-hmm.
They got the world's greatest liquor store in, right across the border from Cincinnati, man.
What makes it the world's greatest liquor store?
They got 2 rows of scotch.
Hey, okay.
Who has two rows of scotch, man? I mean, seriously. All right, we'll do this one. All right. Where am I at? Oh, the Rubik's Cube. Why is it always Asian kids? Boy 9 breaks Rubik's Cube speed record. Because I saw this. I bet it's an Asian kid. Yen Wang, China. Zip, zip, zip. A couple seconds solves the freaking Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is, man. We Americans are too busy thinking that that artwork is pornography.
That's part of it.
Uh-huh.
Big part of it.
Jesus.
Nebraska coffee chain breaks the world's largest cake ball. There you go, cake. An 848-pound cake ball. Cake ball?
Cake ball? Isn't that something you put in a urinal?
urinal cakes. What the?
What's that?
It's a giant round cake with giant sprinkles. It's good. You're going to need a hell of a cup of coffee to go with that thing, boy. I tell you
okay,
that.
I imagine so.
Barrel of coffee. Swimming pool. All right. Soccer player scores 100 from 110 yards, possibly breaking a world's record. Goalie for the Chilean soccer team.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Hey. Lucky shot, but, you know.
Yeah. Fuck.
What are you going to do?
It's all luck. No skill.
Do I want to open this link? I sure do. Because it's the world's longest beard. Same guy that's had the longest beard for a while, but it's reached 8 feet and 3 inches. So,
oh.
He's one of them sick guys, Sikhs. Sikh, over in India. Wears a turban and shit. Sits on a cross-legged.
Okay. All right, yeah, they do that.
This beard is a longie. What if he ever tripped on it?
Yeah, got
you know he's
up
had to sat on
place.
It. He had to sat on it once or twice. Somebody else sat on it.
Yeah.
There's cat's claw on it. I got so many questions for this man.
Yeah.
What do you get a time? Alright.
How long does it take to clean?
You comb it out every morning?
Too.
Yeah. Does he sleep with it on top of the covers or under the covers?
Wow, there you go. It's got to be uncomfortable. In India, they don't shower every day, do they?
Hey, I don't know.
Yeah,
I tried not to think about it.
Wow.
All right, I think this is it. This is our final. David Rush taking it easy this week, I reckon. A champion skate. This is insane. A champion skateboarder pulled off a grind out of the back of an airplane at more than 9,000 feet. In other words, she jumped off of a ramp off the back of a plane on a skateboard into the sky.
See?
9,000 feet.
Oh, and, what the fuck?
She parachuted down successfully. My guess is she lost a good skateboard, though.
Fun seekers, man. They're insane.
Yeah. Yeah, we're putting GT to sleep. We better get out of here.
Yep. There you go.
Wait. Here it is.
Don't stop me. No. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's your Messiah now? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I thought I got rid of this. Apparently not. Stevie Ray Vaughan
nice
over there.
Jam. Stevie Ray, was it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kumquats!
You get that right, Jock. Kumquats.
Which one was that? Which one?
Rude Mood. Rude Mood.
Was it? Okay.
What that was called. I bet you I copped that off the Eminence Front Radio.
Okay, yeah, probably.
Ford says he's not familiar with it, so it's probably a rare one. Like that guy with the toilet behind him in the... What if he's like, oh, all, he's like a nerdy guy, law guy. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I see my toilet in the background, can't you?
That would be great if it was all filthy and everything.
It was very clean.
Okay.
Like the maid had just been through. But, so, you know, because you wonder, I always wonder, is that a green screen or is that really where they're at?
Yeah, sometimes I imagine it is a green screen.
Yeah, he's got a nice pad, I'll tell you that. And then, well, the next day he was on again, the same thing, and then his dog was like walking around the bed trying to find a comfy spot. So he's gotta get his act together there. I don't think the dog matters too much. Yeah, wombats and trees. What's that about?
I don't get it.
All righty.
Hey,
well,
if I couldn't be following the intellectual conversations we have here in Possum Hour, it's because I just sat through the two sequels to Smokey and the Bandit.
I've never done three. I got to be honest.
I fought my way through that one.
I don't think I ever made that one.
Well,
two was pretty bad.
And I thought it was supposed to be Smokey is the Bandit, but that's what it originally was.
Oh, they reshot that whole thing.
Yeah, and they made Jerry Reed the Bandit.
Yeah.
Because audience didn't like it, so.
I'd love to see a cut of that with Jackie Gleason doing both parts.
Uh-huh.
That had to be terrible.
In the IMDb, they said that Jerry Reed's stunt double.
Yeah.
It was a fat guy because it was the first cut because they got it to fit Jackie.
Right.
They got a stunt double look like Jackie. So I haven't noticed that. I was just so bored with the show, the movie.
Oh, man.
That was bad.
Well, that was why he did the movie with Tom Hanks. He was very ill and did not want to do it. And his agent said, look, Jackie, do you want your last movie to be Smokey and the Bandit Part 3? He said, okay, I'll do it.
Nothing in common. That was it. I haven't seen
Not
that
a bad
time.
Flick. Good one to go out on. Really good one to go out on. Had some pathos and whatnot. The up-and-coming Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Funny. Now he's an old man. Aren't we all?
Circle of Willis. That's the name of the tumor he had or something. It was in the Circle of Willis. I don't know if they made that up or not, but it's an area where they can't get to. For some reason,
what in the Jack
that.
In that
yeah,
movie?
Nothing in common. Circle of Willis. I have to look that up. See if that's.
I don't
a real
pay
thing.
Attention to movies. Apparently, man, I don't remember shit from them. I don't remember shit from Possum Hour.
I haven't seen that in something like 30 years or something. Or whatever.
I'm just self-absorbed. I don't remember anything. You know, what a creep.
I hear you.
At least I'm an honest creep. All right. Sorry, GT.
Uh-oh.
Hope you can hang for this one. It's kind of rock and roll-y, man. Let's see here. I'm going to have to cough anyway, so we got to get to the yodel.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel! It's yodeling time. Where the hell is it? You're fucking kidding me. I swear to God, I looked before the show. All right, well, here's the emergency yodel. This is the real yodel.
Well, this southbound train's heading for town on time. Well, this southbound train's heading for town on time. Well, she's a sight to see, you're moving down the track. Feel the bite of the steel, the proper line back. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. I missed you, baby, I've missed you so. I'm never gonna leave you, never no more. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Well, I've been out west, I've been a long time gone. Well, I've been out west, I've been a long time gone. About a mile ago, and I'm singing a song, heading down back to where I belong. Yodelay, 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 yodelay,
G.T. Trenton.
Ah, G.T. All right.
Stuck it out.
He stayed. He stayed.
Stuck it out for the yodel. For some reason, it can't, it's like way at the bottom of the thing. Roger Tibbs.
Roger Tibbs.
Good yodeler, man. I had some yodeling action there.
You should call him Mr. Tibbs.
Yeah, call me Mr. Tibbs. Well, that's it. That was everything that happened to me this week.
Okay.
Opening. Oh, the Pirates were on TV today. That was so cool. Extra bonus. Last game of spring training.
Okay. Way to go.
I believe they are in the first game of the season versus the Cincinnati Red Legs. On Thursday, I think. I could probably get tickets for that bad boy. Know if the Reds are back in the joint these days.
Okay. That'll be good.
You'd have to drive down to Cincinnati, man. So much of my life depends on, do I have to go anywhere for this?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Welcome to my
world. Do I have to leave the house for this? Oh. Did they put it on TV? I just sit there and watch it? As I'm a bum. All right. Well, I guess we'll do the thingy there with the thingy.
Okay.
They got a weird one to send us out with, man. There's like a non-existent theme to the show tonight.
Looking forward to that.
Well, no, because it, like the thing with the Stevie Ray Vaughan song, I wasn't originally going to play that.
Yeah?
I had like
great.
A blues. Oh, yeah. I was like, man, this show is like really needs that Stevie Ray Vaughan song.
Uh-huh.
I uploaded that a couple weeks ago. I was like, you know, I was saving that. I said, well, that's a killer. I'll just leave it there. And I need Stevie Ray Vaughan. So,
oh, yeah.
The blues Stevie tune. Ray. You could play it. No. The blues tune won't work. Another one for taking us out of here. But anyways, thanks everybody for coming. GT just split.
Thank you, Possum.
Creepy and Ford will commemorate the opening of the baseball season.
Oh.
Molson Canadian. By presenting a special Gumby Loves Baseball Jazz segment.
Hey, okay.
Radio Saturday morning beginning at 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Stream
right.
it.
Damn.
VRIU.org. Cake. She offered up some blood wine to GTO. Pretty yodel. And then he split because she's taking the blood wine back. Good for you.
Yes.
Hey, drink that shit. Molson Canadian. Oh, yeah, my son. I'm going to see my son Sunday. Number one son is in a play called Something Rotten.
Do you forget the title, or is it actually called Forgot Something?
No, it's something. It's Something Rotten is what it is.
Okay.
The forgotten part, no. Something Rotten.
I like it.
The Chagrin Valley Little Theater. So, I'm going to see that Sunday.
Oh, good.
That'll be,
give
you a full
report.
Yeah, but give you a review of the, festivities there. All right, I got the transporter warmed up.
Was it written by a friend, do you know? Or somebody? Or is it an actual play?
I don't know. Ford was familiar with it. A book by John O'Farrell and Carrie Kirkpatrick. Music and lyrics by Carrie and Wayne Kirkpatrick.
Oh, it's a musical. Oh, okay.
Hooray! All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. Say good night, everybody.
Thank you, Possums. Good night, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Vilma, open the door. Vilma, open the door. Ik liet even just de kat uit en toen viel je in het slot. Als je nou niet wakker wordt, sla ik de hele boel kapot. Vilma, open de deur. Vilma, open de deur. Laat me in de kou niet staan, ik heb mijn berenvel niet aan. Oh, Vilma, open de deur. Freddy Vuursteen is een jongen die met pech te kampen heeft. En zijn lieve vrouwtje Vilma heeft al veel met hem beleefd. Op een nacht liet hij de kater in de vrieskou even uit. Maar de deur was dichtgevallen, dus hij schreeuwde overluid. Vilma, open de deur. Vilma, open de deur. Ik liet eventjes de kat uit en toen viel hij in het slot. Als je nou niet wakker wordt, sla ik de hele boel kapot. Vilma, open de deur. Vilma, open de deur. Laat me in de kou niet staan, ik heb mijn berenvel niet aan. Oh, Vilma, open de deur.
vuursteen bleef al schrevend met zijn vuisten erop slaan. Eén voor één gingen de lichten in de hele stad al aan. En hoe hard hij ook ging brullen aan de voordeur in het gras, Wilma bleef maar rustig dromen van een nieuwe tijgerjas. Wilma, doe de open die deur! Wilma, word dan wakker, Wilma! Ik ben al helemaal blauw van de kou. Als je open doet, zal ik nooit meer tegen je schrijven. Wilma! Rap de hele deur in elkaar, hoor je me? Wilma! Open die deur! Wilma! Open die deur! Ik liet eventjes de kat uit en toen viel hij in het slot. Als je nou niet wakker wordt, vla je de hele boel kapot. Wilma, open die deur. Wilma, open die deur. Laat me in de kou niet staan, ik heb mijn berenvel niet aan. Oh, Wilma, open de deur. Wilma, open de deur.
Give me a bag of shells.
Take it away, Tommy. All right, man.
That was interesting.
I may have had an adult beverage or two when I prepared this show. I'm going to do this one. Put this together Saturday night. Yeah.
Nice to know that the Flintstones are popular in Germany.
Yeah, I've owned mine a couple of times. That was one for the Germans.
Yeah, there you go.
Appreciate we appreciate care. All you Germans tuning in there. Germans hate Bobo, too.
The rest of the world does.
Germans, on the Scots,
this intelligent nation. Oh, yeah, Scotch hate them.
Oh. They got a whole list of names for him, man. Oh, man. And he's like half Scottish, half German.
Yep.
So it's fun. They hate him. They don't like him. Oh, man. But, you know, I might vote for him. Just because if I don't, we're doomed.
We're doomed. Believe me.
What a jackass. So I don't think he'll get reelected, but I bet you he gets nominated. I'll bet you I have a chance to vote against him again. And you know I will be there. That day. I hope you do too, man.
I was last time.
That's a clear and present danger, man.
You got that right.
Go home, Bobo. Nobody wants you. Nobody likes you. Get the fuck out of
here. This is a nation full of morons that are letting this guy go on this long.
It's a minority. It's the moronic minority. Coined the phrase. All right. Well, hopefully see you next week. I don't know, man. We'll see. I might be pressed.
Okay.
We'll show him one day.
Oh, baby. But,
I'll let you know ahead of time.
All right. Sounds good.
Great.
And it's Jazz Appreciation Month.
That's the thing. We already send some good stuff.
Yeah.
Funny jazz quickies and whatnot.
Yep.
All right, man. We're out of here.
Meet the Flintstones, they're the modern Stone Age family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight, and then that cap will stay out for the night. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time. Yabba-dabba-doo time, we'll have a gay old time. We'll have
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.